27th of July 2022, and I'm your host, Jane. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, in this regard.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
The notion of point of reference is an accessibility term related to attention. User agents can define the point of regard in many ways, including by relying on viewport positions within the content, focus on content, and select. For user agents implementing the viewport history mechanism, information regarding point of regard, content focus, and selection is maintained for each state of the viewport history. User agents can monitor focus on every viewport context or document separately, or they can support just a single focused item for every viewport context at the top level. User agents must comply with platform conventions on this. Unexpected changes in focus points, the things that a user is supposed to be looking at, can lead to users losing track of how many viewports are open, or which viewport has the current focus. The point of regard can also refer to a specific point in time for content that changes over time. For example, a point of reference can be a point, or a text span, or a two-dimensional region. The phrase in regard to is a prepositional phrase used mostly to introduce a primary subject or third-level information in a sentence. In this sense, it functions in the same way as prepositions such as about, to, or within. With respect as the one word of this sentence you must use. With regards to following pesky grammar rules, particularly rules regarding word choice, any sentence will do. If the one word preposition does not work for the sentence, you will want to use about rather than it. You should try using one word prepositions such as regard, about, to, and within. However, a better choice may be using regarding or another preposition such as in or around. You should think of using a single word alternative such as the concerning instead of in relation to, when you can. Try to avoid using both in relation to and to, at least in written English, and when using regards, like, about, in relation to, or about, do so sparingly and only after carefully considering alternatives. This is a sentence, rather than a standard in relation to, a guideline editor recommends. In regards to, and in regards to are the grammar correct, acceptable forms for giving extra information to the conversation. In this regard is used more often than in this respect, but only a little bit. We would argue that the fact that in this regard and in this respect are interchangeable synonyms causes these two phrases to frequently appear interchangeably in the language of humans. When describing a problem, phrases such as in this regard, in this respect are fairly common. The example contains two sets of sentences which are identical, with the exception that one uses in this regard and the other presents in this respect. The singular respect is proper in phrases such as with and in this regard, meaning in relation to, whereas the plural regard expresses respect, attachment, or condolence. In modern English, the noun regard may either connote respect or appreciate. The verb to regard is traced to its original meaning as to look at or gaze at, and is considered a formal verb. The verb to look at, however, has found a different usage as a phrase connective. Regard, for example, is not just a noun of two different senses, it is a verb of two senses. The correct usage of regard can either be used as a verb or noun, and it has varying meanings depending on the context of a sentence. This ambiguity becomes more confusing when using it as its gerund form or as part of an entire phrase. When used in its gerund form, regard may serve as a transitional word. An economy writer can as easily reduce a sentence to concern, or a phrase that is synonymous with both care and consideration. In formal writing, you will find even less used phrases such as regarding. Since with regards, an S is shared with stupid, you should easily recall looking stupid when using a mispronounced phrase. With regards to is a phrase which functions as a preposition in sentences. You might get confused, since with regard to is a different way of introducing the subject. The English Urdu Dictionary Online teaches us many things such as the pronunciation of a word, usage of the word in a sentence. English to Urdu Online Dictionary is good source for knowing meanings of complex words, anatomy, synonyms, spelling, and everyday usage of a word. That is the reason why we use online dictionaries for the difficult words and their meanings very easily. Online Dictionary of English 2. Urdu provides meaning for the desired or searched for words, and it defines them also with easy words. English to Urdu Dictionary helps you in various ways, and an English-Urdu Dictionary is the main need for translating and understanding sentences. After translating, if you face any problem with pronunciation, then you can listen the audio for that on online dictionary. The readers of the online dictionary from English to Urdu also get English meanings for this Urdu word by using the Urdu alphabet. This is the right place where you can look up your desired words to find out Urdu meaning, translation, uses in sentences, and synonyms of that specific word. In this regard meaning Urdu, find correct meaning in this regard in Urdu. It is essential to properly understand the word as we are translating from English to Urdu. The words that are presented in the dictionary give complete details about meaning, other relevant information, pronunciation, origin, and the actual usage of the word as sentences.
This has been Podka, episode 52. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.